Community, State, and Nation. Military service members often ask, "What's next?" as they try to find meaningful employment, obtain quality health care, or attend college after their time in the service ends. It's fitting that we recognize the IVMF with the American Legion Patriot Award. More than 142,000 transitioning service members and their families have benefited from IVMF's outstanding programs. They understand that America has an obligation to serve veterans as well as veterans have served this country. American Legion passed National Commander Fong A. Wong. During a ceremony November 17th to present the organization's prestigious Patriot Award to Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families. The award presentation, streamed live from Syracuse, New York, included remarks from IVMF founder and Syracuse University Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives and Innovation, Mike Haney, who said he hopes the award will be a springboard to an enduring relationship between the American Legion and the IVMF. Working together to empower those who have served across every dimension of their post-service life. Watch video of Haney talking about the Patriot Award. YouTube.com/AmericanLegionHQ 176. Job seekers, including one still serving in Japan, who tuned in for a virtual American Legion Career Fair November 17th for veterans, military personnel, and spouses. The online event, which featured 44 employers, was presented by the American Legion Veterans Employment and Education Commission and the American Legion Department of North Carolina. 3,683. American Legion posts that conducted buddy check programs in 2019 and 2020, with 71% submitting consolidated post reports by the end of the membership year. 1,000. Minimum number of free rides provided last year by Stanley American Legion Post 20 in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, for veterans in highly rural areas to make it to their VA medical appointments. Funding for the transportation program was made possible through a Department of Veterans Affairs Highly Rural Transportation Grant. Every veteran, regardless of their branch or time in service, gave up a portion of their lives in service to our great country. Ceremonies like those attended today reinforce the thanks of a grateful nation. American Legion National Vice Commander Frank McDonald, after Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery and the National Korean War Memorial. $150,000. Estimated amount raised for the American Legion's Veterans and Children Foundation by the 100 Miles for Hope Challenge that ended November 11th. A total of 4,823 participants walked, rode, swam, paddled, or propelled themselves as they saw fit, 100 or more miles in 100 days or less, and shared their stories on legion.org/legiontown. Plans are underway for a second challenge in 2021. It was just a thrilling experience. I was never frightened. At one point, I got confused. I think I had thought, "You'd just be coming down with your body straight." I didn't think about the fact that the air would have something to do with it. The air was tumbling us around. I felt like I was alone, and I thought, where in the heck did the instructor go? Of course, I was strapped to him, so I wasn't alone. That was the only time I was confused. Army World War II veteran and paid up for life, PUFL, American Legion member Millie Bailey of Adams Hannah Moore Memorial Post 156 in Ellicott City, Maryland, who scratched a challenge off her bucket list by jumping out of an airplane in October with a Skydive Maryland instructor. The feat was featured November 11th on the American Heroes Channel. She is 102 years old. 8. Former American Legion baseball players on the ballot for 2021 induction into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Inductees are expected to be announced January 26th. 820. Schools eligible to receive free U.S. flags in a joint mission between the American Legion Department of Montana and the state's Office of Public Instruction, thanks to a department resolution originating at Andrew Pearson American Legion Post 117 in Billings that passed in September. National Museum of the United States Army. The American Legion-supported National Museum of the United States Army officially opened November 11th at Belvoir, Virginia. The 84-acre museum campus honors the service and sacrifice of more than 30 million men and women who have worn the Army uniform since 1775. The American Legion has supported, through national resolutions, the building of the museum since 2005. The $200 million venue, with artifacts, documents, equipment, art, and weapons never been seen before by the public, was both privately and publicly funded. From National to You. Training Tuesdays. The American Legion Internal Affairs Commission and the National Membership and Post Activities Committee offer monthly online training sessions to help officers and members understand and conduct services of the organization. Training Tuesday sessions are recorded for online viewing at legion.org/training. Previous sessions available now include Buddy Checks. This session examines the who, what, where, when, and why of the program and discusses the importance of contacting and taking care of our fellow veterans. MyLegion.org. With a new platform rollout underway, this session helps post leaders understand new features in membership management and other administrative operations. Post Administration. American Legion Department of Maryland Adjutant Russell Myers explains what it takes to be a successful post adjutant. Helping Veterans. This session, recorded December 29th, 2020, shares details about the American Legion's National Emergency Fund, Temporary Financial Assistance Program, Mission Blue Post Assistance Program, and Operation Comfort Warriors. A January 26th session is set to discuss how to best represent the American Legion brand. Monthly online Training Tuesdays sessions will continue into 2021 using Microsoft Teams. Legion.org/training/training-Tuesdays. American Legion College. The COVID-19 pandemic forced American Legion College to postpone its 2020 session, usually conducted in November, until March 2021. The deadline has passed for applications for the coming training session, but plans are already in the works to resume the program at its usual time next fall. Legion.org/college. Training Newsletters. American Legion training newsletters going back to 2017 may be viewed or downloaded by visiting legion.org/training. Also available on the platform is useful information for veterans who seek to charter new American Legion posts in their communities.